Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. This is another edition of Talk Line. It's November 6th, 2020. I'm Diane McGachran, and you are who you are, and I hope to hear from you sometime this morning. We have 90 minutes to talk, and there's a lot going on locally and nationally, if you want to call in and talk about any of that. I do want to send out blessings and well wishes to anyone who has the virus and are recovering at home. I hope you take care. All right, we're going to go right to John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Diane. Good morning, everyone.
Yes.
I didn't hear your last thing there, but I'm wishing for all the people who have that virus to turn out to be healthy, too.
Yeah.
And at the same time, if you have it, if you're going to town, please wear that mask all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't spread that, you know. It's not only caring for yourself, it's caring for others, too.
That's right.
You know, we have a lot of elderly, and we want that stuff is so deadly you can pass on with that. So, boy, it's really slippery out there, look like it. Might be okay on the road, but in your driveway, there's a lot, you know, there's icy, so please be careful.
Yeah, and walking, too.
Yeah, and especially when you're driving, watch out for other pedestrians, too.
Yeah.
You never know what that truck might do. Sometimes that is his own mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to wish everyone a good, safe day. If they're still out there boarding, please lower your engine down so you don't be going so fast, because there was a lot of ice in there. You don't know how thick that ice is now. If it melted, you know, usually the current busts it all up, but they're still sharp, you know, the finely tuned ice that are starting to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful. You don't want to hit them going at a fast speed, and they might all be bundled up, and you easily just tip your boat over if you screw up your turning thing. Another good trick we used to learn, Dan, is when it was icy like this,
mm-hmm.
keep your lower unit not in lock,
but
unlock it so the engine will rev up if you hit something. You won't stop it on momentum. It's a good way to break your lower unit, and they're not cheap nowadays. And your life ain't cheap either.
Mm-hmm.
So always value your life. Use your common sense when you're driving and stuff like that.
Yes.
You know, that's the safe way to do it.
That's right.
And the last thing I want to do is thank ONC and Myers Farm for giving out their care packages, and they're really good about that. Myers especially.
Yeah.
They've been giving out a lot of good veggies. Lisa and them are good people.
True.
They care about our people. They were brought up here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're just good people.
Yeah. It's nice to have
can't express any more than that, you know.
Yeah. It's nice to have an organic farm on the tundra.
Yeah. Especially when they make a lot of money, but they also disperse it amongst giving
mm-hmm.
us people need things, you know, without charging. That's a good heart, knowing about this virus and caring for people, because they grew up here and they know how it is.
Yeah.
We're all like a big family here. So, anyway, I want to wish everyone, please be safe if you're out there boarding. Wear your life jacket. Don't drive so fast. And today on the roads, be extra cautious, too, because it looks slippery out there, you know. And that's about it. I think I was trying to think of something else. Maybe you can think of something.
No, you're good. Okay. It's good to start out with some, like, safety, pleasantness,
yes,
start the show out
variety.
Good. Yeah. It sounds like you're outside, too. Are you outside walking around?
Pardon me?
Are you outside?
No, I'm outside now.
That's right. It sounds like it.
And enjoying the weather while I call makes me a little more alert.
Cool.
Anyway, everyone have a safe day and have a safe weekend. You too, Diane.
Yes, you too.
Be careful when you guys are walking too. It might be slippery.
I will. Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning. All right, we're going to go to Mark from Bethel. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, good morning. It's Mark Springer at ONC. Just saying good morning to everybody, and I want to give a little update on our CARES program, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I want to say that we are kind of shut down over here. Our staff is being impacted by COVID-19, just like everybody else. We do have a skeleton crew in the office. We have folks working from home, but we are doing everything we can to, you know, keep our staff safe and the people they interact with. So we're getting hit with it like everybody else is. So I appreciate the understanding of, you know, of our tribal members in the community that you might call here and phone might not get answered as quick as we would like to be able to answer it for you.
Okay, thank you.
We're very proud of the fact that we were able to make the multipurpose building, the bowling alley, available for in-person early voting and absentee voting.
Yeah.
The state had it staffed, and of course now that I've reshuffled about three things on my desk, I can't find the exact number that Lori gave me, but it was well over 450 ballots were cast.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's awesome. Yeah, I did it too.
My phone rang every day. Some people were outside the ONC building. Is this where we vote? I said, no, you gotta go to the bowling alley. And some people didn't know where it was, but they apparently enough of them did. So that was wonderful, and of course, a great turnout. Me and my son went over, voted his first national election.
Oh wow!
I can't remember how many I voted in. Went over there Tuesday morning, and the state did a very, very good job on organizing the polling place, and there was a good line there, and I expect there was a good line all day.
Yeah.
Everybody, please, if you haven't gotten COVID-19 tested, or even if you have, go over to the mass testing event tomorrow. ONC will be there. We might not be directing traffic, but we're going to be handing out boxes of face masks and maybe some other PPE, whatever I can stuff into the car and get over there. So we want to make sure that people have that in hand to, again, protect yourselves, protect your families, protect each other. So I think it starts at 10 tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be a long, busy line. So we'd like to see a lot of folks over there tomorrow. And on the ONC CARES program, the CARES staff is continuing to work. We've got 1,050 applications now that have come in from all over the country. We've made applications available to all of our, as many as our, of our 3,200 tribal members as we've been able to get a hold of. So we have 1,000 applications. We've worked through close to half of them right now in getting assistance out. I know a lot of folks in Bethel have got it and continue to get it. We're working on, you know, the folks in Anchorage and around the state and the folks down lower 48. So I just want to assure all of our tribal citizens that the staff here is working just as hard as they can every day. They're working on Saturdays, working on holidays to get this assistance out to folks. It's really nice to see how many families we've been able to help to keep them from getting foreclosed or evicted or utilities shut off. It's you know, it's really gratifying that we've been able to do that. And we are hopeful that in light of national election results that there will be an extension by Congress on the deadline for spending this funding. I was just talking to Senator Murkowski's office this morning about that. It's really important not just ONC, but to most of the tribes around the state that we get that kind of an extension. I was speaking to somebody, corresponding with somebody in another tribe near the region, and you know the numbers all jibe as far as applications and applications fulfilled. Clinkett and Haida, Central Council in Clinkett and Haida, their numbers are running almost the same proportionally with ONCs as far as you know applications received and applications fulfilled. So. Nobody's trying to be slow. Nobody's trying to, keep anybody from getting anything. We're just working as hard as we can on that. And once again, let me give my number out if anybody has any questions about CARES or, you know, anything going on at ONC. The number on my desk is 543-0500, and I'm always very happy to speak to, tribal members and members of the community.
You know, about that testing that's going on tomorrow, one thing I'm really grateful for is here in Bethel, when we want a test, we can go and get one for free. That is not the case in a lot of places in the lower 48.
No, that's
so
right.
And testing is key. And
that's right.
I try to go at least once a month, and then more if I think I've been in an area where there might have been spread. So, really, everyone, take advantage
of
it.
And tomorrow, the cool thing is I'm going to be handing out boxes of gloves. The city's going to be giving out $1,000 every half hour. So,
yes.
It's double your pleasure.
Never mind COVID. Go for the money.
exactly. Get swabbed. I mean, we haven't been able to. We haven't. Bingo hasn't been open for quite a few months, but sounds like tomorrow there's a $1,000 jackpot every half hour.
This
so,
is called Bingo COVID testing.
Yeah, that's right. I've had a couple of COVID tests. They're not. You know, they're
not that
a little
bad.
Bit of it's not,
not
bad.
That bad.
Maybe the third time I'll get a little more used to it.
Yeah.
So please, folks, go over with your families. Get some PPE. Get a ticket. You might win $1,000. Mm-hmm. And we are all in this together.
Yeah.
It's really now getting that curve flattened down. Literally, it's up to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's up to us. So thank you, Diane. Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and enjoy this warm weather.
Yes. Thank you, Mark.
Bye bye.
All right. We're going to go right to Sarah from Bethel. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Diane. My name is Sarah Jasper. I'm calling from Bethel.
Yes, you sound familiar.
I want to voice out my opinion. Nobody's telling me to say something, my work, my relatives. This is my own thinking because I'm always thinking how I can help my community or the people. You know, we hear on the radio all the time about RV safety things. And I've thought about this a lot where I'm going to say what I'm going to say. You know, the person, I'm not going to name names, but the person that works at YK wears a face mask all day long at work to be safe. But this person's co-worker had COVID test, and after having COVID testing, this person just went right back to work and worked along with this person, other person that's working at YK, and they, you know, work together there, you know, together at work, and they ate together, and you can't wear a mask when you eat. So this other person who had COVID test and continued to work ended up having a positive result. And during this work time and having lunch together, this other person that was positive gave it to the other coworker who didn't have, you know, positive result. So in order for the whole community of Bethel and the rest of the villages, this is my thinking. People, organizations, YK, AVCP, I'm very happy. ONC is, you know, not working, and I applaud them. Mm. LKSD and all the alphabetical words out there, organizations, need to lock down at least for 2 weeks if we're going to flatten the curve, if we're going to slow down the spread of COVID-19, because right now, how we're looking at it, there's numbers growing, you know, going out every day, positive, positive, positive here and there. And it's going out to the villages and the airport. Unless you really have to go somewhere, stay put a while, even 2 weeks. they put a fire. That way, we will make a difference. All the organizations, if you hear me out there, all directors, sit down and think about what I'm saying. What I'm saying right now is it makes very sense. We love our elders. We want our people to be safe. We don't want them to getting sick.
Yeah.
Please understand what I'm trying to say and think about what I'm saying. And unless you really have to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Organizations, let your employees stay home unless they're gonna save life or limb.
Mm-hmm.
This will make a difference if you think about it. I have nothing more to say, and I'm very happy for you guys to take my phone call. And please consider what I'm saying. Think about it. It makes sense if you do, because I've thought about long and hard about this. Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
Else. You guys stay safe and follow the rules. And no hugging, no handshaking. If we get to there, if this pandemic is over, hopefully, fingers crossed, and if we live through this, we'll start doing that. Gidikwa. And lots of prayers. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling. Okay, good words from Sarah Jasper. Okay, I will give out the numbers. We have a caller just a minute. Jasmine from ME School. Hello, Jasmine.
Hi,
or Jasmine.
There.
How do I say your name?
Jasmine.
Or Jazz. Jazz. Way. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah. I just was calling in. I wanted to start spreading the word that is our Bethel Schools and the Bethel Food Service on October 26th, they expanded the Meals on Wheels school buses delivering breakfast and lunch to 31 stops for the cold weather season. So the times changed a little. I wanted to make sure people were aware. And also this week, Bethel School started sending an LKSD vehicle to follow each bus to receive returns for school to try to make it a little easier for folks to get their devices and work back to school so that we can process it and have it ready for delivery or pickup.
Okay.
They should still check each school's different details about when new work is available. But I just wanted to make sure the word was out there and that everyone knows it's also on our website and posted on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And schedules went home with the materials, too, to help folks find out where their closest stop is for that meal bus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Good. Yeah.
So
okay,
I'm just spreading the word. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Well, that sounds nicely organized by LKSD. I'm going to give out the numbers. Our lines are open. Feel free to call in. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. Okay. So a lot's going on. We have event tomorrow, which is a really good one. That's where the tomorrow the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is asking everyone in Bethel to get tested for COVID-19 and is hosting an event with cash prizes like $1,000 every hour to achieve that goal, and that is COVID testing tomorrow, drive-through. So it's very easy. It's really not that bad, and it's a good feeling when you get your test result and you know, okay, I'm set, and you can continue the cautions that we need to take even more now. And wearing a mask, even if you don't agree with wearing a mask, go ahead and do it just to be nice and be kind of with us all trying to take the precautions we can. But masks really scientifically are shown to be a great help in helping not spread COVID to other people. So keep that in mind. And there's a lot of gratitude for people who are wearing masks. I see the taxi drivers wearing them. I see all the employees in the grocery stores wearing them. So That's a, you know, that's a relief to know that we're all sort of collectively trying to calm down the virus in our region. We're going to go to Henry from At Mouth Look. Good morning, Henry.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Okay. We don't have a translator for us, so usually our show is in English, so if there is Yukden, it's good to have translation, if possible. All right, we're going to go to an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning, anonymous.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Feeling a lot better.
Okay. Oh, have you been under the weather?
Yep.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
I want everybody to understand that this COVID-19,
yeah,
if you don't take it serious, you're going to suffer.
Yeah.
And all these rules, regulations, laws, and mandates, and people abiding by them, it works. If you don't, we're going to have all these problems that we're having because we all had an opportunity to do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
including myself.
Mm-hmm.
But if people just listen, it works.
Mm-hmm.
If you got the ones that don't listen, everybody else suffers.
Yeah.
So, you know, this local, state, and federal government mandate for people to wear masks, no matter where you're at, 6 feet apart. As soon as you feel the symptoms, call your local or state health organization. But some of these organizations need to really put their foot down and make sure that these things are happening. You were going to ask me a question?
Oh, just I hope you're getting better. You're on the healing side of it. If
I'm on the
whatever sickness you're going through, I hope you're getting better.
Yeah, I'm up on the tail end of it, so
good.
I don't wish this upon everybody.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And age does make a difference. The older you are, the harder it is. The younger you are, you don't have much pain and suffering as the old people.
Mm.
So if you believe that you have the right frame of mind,
mm-hmm.
and do what you're supposed to, it helps everyone.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know,
okay.
We all got to take responsibility for ourselves. We got to quit looking for blame. We got to be accountable for our actions. And we should not, just because we're suffering or going through whatever we're going through, including the COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
people need to understand.
Okay.
It's real.
Thank you so much for calling and willing to share like that. Really appreciate it.
So, if you're not going to listen, you'll suffer.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen and abide by the rules and regulations set in place to protect you as a person, it works. But,
yeah,
you know, everybody needs to do their part and quit blaming and pointing fingers at everybody. It's not the blame game. It's real.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. And best wishes to you. Okay, we're going to go to Elena from Bethel. Good morning, Elena.
Good morning, Diane.
Oh, good morning.
Excuse me.
That Elena.
Yes. So the caller from Atmoshok was reiterating what Sarah Jasper had said. She was very happy about Sarah Jasper's words, and he mentioned that here in Bethel that we are surrounded by pine trees and that those pine needles are great for smoking, as well as ayuk, the tundra, the tundra tree, so, or the tundra leaves. So he mentioned that that it's good to utilize those plants during this time.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I've been hearing that a lot.
Yeah, yes, yeah. And I myself, like Sarah's words, I too applaud ONC for following the guidelines. I keep hearing about essential workers this and essential workers that. I think to, you know, to be an essential worker, we too have to follow essentially so that we can be essential workers. What I'm trying to say is organizations and agencies need to shut down for a little bit because all we're hearing is we want to flatten the curve. And, you know, a lot of us have kids at stake that we don't want to jeopardize anybody. I don't want to jeopardize my family, but yeah, today I am also calling in from my office. So if it was up to me, I would be at home. But anyway, thank you, Diane.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you called. All right, we have another minute or two, and I really appreciate that Elena called in and gave the translation of that gentleman that called earlier. And I'm so glad that he is also following what Sarah has said and our anonymous caller, and just really a sense that we have a lot of power in our own behavior to help out. And the thing is, if we all work together, it's extremely powerful. And that's something that's a real value out in our region, is collective, the idea that we're all sort of in it together, and that's been also a traditional value that's helped people survive for 10,000 years out here. So we can really exercise that kind of value system to handle COVID. All right, we have about 1 minute left, and you know, when you can, you're welcome to call in, and you can be on hold while the gentle music is playing for our break. As you know, we've had local elections. We have state and also national elections. So if you would like to call in and talk a little bit about your experience with voting or how you are seeing the different kind of results come in, our state election results are not finalized yet. It appears that the state Democratic incumbents are leading in the initial election results in the YK Delta. But as we're seeing on the national level, things change as the votes come in. And so it takes a little bit longer, I think, for Alaska to get all of their votes counted. And so we're still waiting for those results. We're going to go for a short break. You're listening to Talkline on 640 AM.
An older adult or have a serious chronic medical condition, make sure to put distance between yourself and others to help reduce your risk of being exposed to COVID-19. Stay home as much as possible. Have enough household items and groceries on hand. Monitor your health and stay in touch with your doctor. And here's some advice for everyone. Check in on your friends and neighbors. We're all in this together. Learn more about how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at coronavirus.alaska.gov.
Baby shower, bingo, ashorilritsu, tumachtilrit, koyuchtrit, nrovignirrit, agayulrit, chali, nini hwasu, sami, koyuchtrit, nilgutkinrilingut, tamamta ikayuk nakogut unnokok and sachtnritskan and COVID-19 nam. Unakingunungtukwagan, Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Welcome back to the show. We've got a couple of callers lined up, and we're going to go right to it. Stephen from Neboskiak. Hello, Stephen.
Yeah, good morning, Stephen Alexey Neboskiak.
Good morning.
I'd like to thank all the previous callers, especially the last anonymous caller.
Mm-hmm.
I think you really brought out, you know, the reality of this COVID. You know, it's bound to happen, but if we take those measures that they've been talking about, since we found out about New York, and New York was on the news for a while. So if we take extra measures and stay away even more than 6 feet or even stay away from people, period, and act as if everybody has COVID, I think we'll pull it through, you know. Thinking about all those who are going through it, thoughts and prayers to them. And we're going to be in this for a while.
Yeah.
You know, when I first moved to Neboskiak, my wife's grandma used to talk about that, you know, we've been living in harmony for a long time. And she... her elders or whoever parents used to probably tell them that when our time comes for, like, they had 100 years ago, that Spanish flu or whatever it is, that disseminated a lot of villages, you know, that we won't continue to live in harmony. And when that time comes, we need to be prepared. You know, this was back in 2012 or 13, 7 years later. You know, those have come because majority of the leaders and elders of our region, you know, have gone through things before us. And they talk about these things, warning us, teaching us. We need to heed to our elders' advices. And listen to them. As, you know, this COVID thing is probably going to be around for a couple of more years before they even finally have some sort of immunization.
Yeah. Okay.
And just wanted to bring that out and thank that anonymous caller for really bringing out the reality of the situation, because he seems like he's having a hard time. Thoughts and prayers to him.
I could hear it in his voice,
so, yes, thanks to him. And I hope a lot of people are listening and heed to the instructions of these people that are going through it and our elders. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. Okay, we're going to go to Alexi in Nepakiak.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning to all you listeners. My name is Alexi Michael. I'm calling from Nepakiak. I'd like to say very, very thank you to the city of Nepakiak and Nepakiak Corporation and IRA. During the time when my sister passed away, and those are the ones that helped me very, very much when I needed that help.
Mm-hmm.
My heart goes out to them. That was my only last sister that I ever had.
Wow.
I'm the only one that's surviving right now, but I'm trying to keep strong.
You are.
And I know I have relatives that are praying for me.
Yes.
And I thank each and every one of them for doing that. And I thank the city of Nepakiak and Corporation and IRA, mm-hmm. the whole village. And I thank each and every one of them.
Yeah.
And we do lose the ones that we love. It happens every day.
Mm.
And we have to face it. We have to face it and try to be strong. Don't be going backwards and turn to alcoholic and such things that doesn't help you.
Mm-hmm.
Get strong. There's relatives that loves each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, you have trusted friends that you could turn into. And that's how you get strong. Don't stay in the bowl. Just go forward.
Yeah.
And I thank each and every one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go forward, even like I'm doing.
Yes.
You
know,
have to think positive. Mm-hmm. All nothing but positive. All good things. Not bad things, but go forward. You need to talk to people.
Yes.
If you want to get strong. Talk to your relatives. Talk to the kids. Kids are much better.
Mm-hmm.
It relieves you. It does that to me.
Yeah.
It helped me.
I'm really glad you're calling, because I want you to know that everyone who's listening to you right now, they feel the care for you, and they understand. And I'm so glad you called, and I hope even talking like this gave you a little bit of peace.
Well, it does. It relieved me,
mm-hmm.
but the people that helped me the most are the ones that I want to thank
yeah.
them all. And my relatives in Greece, look, I know they all can't come because we were locked down and this COVID is affecting every one of us in different ways. We have to deal with it. We have to go forward because this COVID-19 is not going to go right away. It's not going to disappear. It's
mm-hmm.
just like, the way I see it, it's just like TB when it came over. No medicine for it. Everybody was affected by it because
mm-hmm.
it was really, you know, something that needs to be taken care of really seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with this, what we're going through. But sooner or later, they will find something that will cure. You know, they'll cure people.
Yeah.
Even the kids.
Yeah, they will. Well,
so that's I just want to say very big thank you to my city of Nepakiak, Nepakiak Corporation, and IRA. And the people and my relatives.
Mm-hmm.
My uncles and my aunties are the ones that helped me the most.
Yeah.
Guyana.
Well, Guyana to you, and I'm so glad you called. And
okay.
May today go really well for you.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Alexi. All right. We're going to go to Laura from the Bethel Council on the Arts. Good morning, Laura. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Diane. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey. I'm doing great. I have a couple of fun updates of things that Bethel Council on the Arts is going to be putting on in a virtual space for people to attend. I'm going to be working with them probably for the next 2 months or so, and actually starting tomorrow, we have an online concert with Emma Hill.
Nice.
Yeah, she's been out in Bethel before, so probably a familiar name to some people. Her concert is going to be online at 7 p.m., and it's free. So anybody that has online access can either attend via a Zoom link on our Bethel Council on the Arts Facebook page, or it's actually just going to be streamed live there as well. So if that's something people want to tune into, have a fun distraction or a fun event to attend with your family or people in your social bubble, you can do that from your own, very own home.
Okay. Yeah, that is really fun. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Good. We're going to have a call now from Tom from Chillista. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Diane. Thanks for coming back to host the show again.
I'm 10 years in. Yes.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to share a couple of things. A few weeks ago, we announced the fall Aculista distribution. So that dividend is going to be coming out pretty soon, on or before November 20. But today, Friday, is the deadline to get your address or other contact information updated. So since our offices continue to be closed down, the easiest way to do it is head to mychillista.com. That's the free shareholder portal that we have. And you can access your account, update your address, your phone number, your email, everything like that. So head to mychillista.com and update your contact information if it's changed or if you want to verify it, make sure it's correct. If you're not able to get on there, you can write down your information on a piece of paper, take the picture of it, and email it to us. But keep in mind that email is not secure. Mm-hmm. But our email address is shareholder@chillistacorp.com. That's shareholder@chillistacorp.com. So either way, be sure you have your address updated. We're working to get that out as quickly as possible, the Aculista distribution. It's the first time that it's gotten over $3 million, so we're pretty excited about it. And we estimate for the average shareholder home, that's going to be about $220 for the shareholders. The other thing I wanted to share is more for a fun thing. A shareholder who is going to University of New Mexico is going to be on PBS television this Sunday.
Hmm.
So it's called Road Trip Nation.
Oh, I've heard of that. Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting, I think, be able to see somebody from the YK featured on a national program like that.
Cool. Yeah.
So okay. Just to recap, mychillista.com. Shareholders, please get your addresses updated today. 5 p.m. Is when we have to stop taking those updates, so that way we can compile everything for the bank, to do everything they need to do to get all those checks printed or direct deposit set up. So on or before November 20 is when that Aculista distribution will actually come out.
Okay. Good.
Awesome. Well,
all right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the updates.
Merci. Bye.
Good morning. Okay, we have a couple of emails I'm going to read. Here's an anonymous email. Goes like this. The virus itself does not move. People move. That is how it is moving. So if people stop it, it stops. Let's do our part. Okay, thank you for that email. And I also want to give a shout out to my family who's listening in Springfield, Missouri. Maybe I know my Joanne is. I don't know about Mike and my mom, but it looks like I'm not going to be able to go home for Christmas because of everything that's going on. And thank you for your support in that, but we figure maybe a summer visit would be better because then I can stay longer. So I hope you have a great day, Joanne. All right, I have another email that I'm going to read. Our lines are open. Feel free to call. You can also write us at radio@kyuk.org. So this is from Mark Springer. He forgot to mention, and here's his email. If any ONC members or their households are in quarantine or isolation due to COVID-19, please let the ONC office know so we can coordinate efforts to support you at home safely. You can email quarantine@nativecouncil.org with your info, and we will be in touch. Guyana, Mark Springer. that's a really nice supportive thing. So if you're in quarantine and you would like some help with something, you can email quarantine@nativecouncil.org. And with your information, someone will be in touch with you and see what they can do to help you during your quarantine. So that's good. I think, you know, we probably have other people in our lives who might be quarantining. And so helping with shopping, bringing something over that they might need might go a long way. I know that on Tuesday, some people, there was a way for people who are on quarantine to still vote. So I know a couple of people who helped people get to go ahead and vote. So thank everyone for those kind of efforts. We have a caller, Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Just like any other day of the week, because we're all hunkering down and staying home.
Friday? What's Friday? It's like Monday. Who knows?
Well, Halloween safely came and went.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't out and about.
That's true.
The scariest costumes I saw were at Watson's Corner.
Steady.
But we'll leave that be.
Yes,
but,
ma'am.
You know, Halloween came and went. Thanksgiving's next. Christmas, New Year's, Slavic. We gotta hunker down for the long haul. We really do. You know, it's the reality we're dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm.
This too shall pass.
Yeah.
You know, there's progress being made on the vaccination. There's also progress being made on treatment.
Mm.
People being treated at the hospital. There's different things happening to get this get over this, but it won't happen quickly. And when the vaccinations are out, that's not going to work right away. You know, we got to still establish hunkering down for months for herd immunity, and who knows? You know, later on there might be vaccinations that'll be customized for older people, children, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's down the pike is going to be out there, and they're testing it for safety. Safety is the number one priority. Trust the science. And I do want to put a plug in for YKHC doing that testing tomorrow, mm-hmm. and the city and ONC helping. I know you mentioned there was a $1,000 drawing every hour. It's actually every 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. How could I get that wrong?
Every half hour.
That was so bad.
Yeah.
Every 30 minutes.
Yep. So that's and plus whatever bling they're handing out and prizes and other things.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? Just kind of consider it like a little drive-through festival.
Well,
steady.
You put your nose through the little journey, but that's okay.
A nose journey.
Yeah.
It's a nose festival.
Yeah.
We're all in it. We're all having it happen together.
We're all in it together, and that's the way to be. I want to recognize our veterans. We've got Veterans Day next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I know KYK mentioned observing it Monday. I don't know why. But anyway, I want to say thank you for all our veterans and the service they did for our country. And just everyone, take this virus seriously. Some might think it's just something to get and catch and get over with. It doesn't work that way. It can have lingering effects. It's so contagious, it exposes other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that you just get and get over with. There's actually cases of people catching it again several months later. So it's just really, I like when that one gentleman says, pretend everybody has the virus.
Mm-hmm.
I take it one step further. Pretend you don't know you have the virus. I mean,
oh, okay.
And just really, just stay away from people. Do your business fast. Go home. Stay home. The thing is that's how people are catching it. They're mm-hmm. catching it from people that don't know they have the virus. You know,
wow.
And so I like the advice that some of the elders have called in with earlier too. We really need to listen to this advice. I mean, I have a neighbor down the road that still calls it a hoax, but he's wearing a mask. He's social distancing. He's not out running around. He's following it because he wants to follow the laws and the rules and be courteous for other people. So if you don't even agree with the science, you still really need to assure the rest of us that you're in line on this too. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, mm-hmm. Susan.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay, we have a caller from Hooper Bay, way out in Hooper Bay. Minnie. Good morning, Minnie.
Good morning, Diane. I just wanted to call.
Is it this Minnie?
Mm-hmm.
The Minnie I know. Yes. Hello.
Good morning.
I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I just called to say good morning to you.
Oh, my goodness. What's the weather like out there on the coast, the beautiful coast?
Wet.
Is it rainy?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay. Are you hunkering down?
Yes.
Are your kids going crazy trying to hunker down too?
Yes and no.
Okay. Well, thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say it's a nice day here. It's beautiful, and I just wanted to call you and say good morning.
Good morning.
And I hope everyone else is safe and staying safe and to keep up the good work. That was it.
Nice. I'm so glad you called, Minnie.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Bye.
Okay. Minnie from Hooper Bay. Thank you so much. I have an email. It's okay. I have an email I'm going to read. This is an anonymous email, and it goes like this. Recently, I saw a social media post by a community member who says that some positive COVID-19 friends and relatives continue to walk about Bethel and are not properly quarantining. Be careful, everyone. There are some people who are not taking this seriously. Act as if anyone can be a COVID-19 spreader. So mask, clean hands, physical distance, and disinfect high-touch items and areas frequently. Thanks. Okay, that's email. Thank you for your emails. I'm happy to read them. You can be anonymous if you'd like on your email. And I will go to an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning, anonymous.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
This is an interesting election. We finally got a man that thought he had America by his hands and be able to do what you want when you want, and it comes down to the actual count. He used his brain instead of his mouth and admit that what's going on is really happening, and he needs to understand that, you know, if you ask for what you get, you're going to get what you want if you do the right thing. This President Trump, he's learning the hard way, but, you know, eventually he's going to have to understand that you want to vote. People voted, and they didn't vote for him. He needs to understand that. To see him going from a big crybaby to a decent human being for a change made a big difference. So if he's going to run again, he needs to understand. He needs to have dignity and pride in who he is and where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
He's American just like the rest of us.
Okay, thank you.
And regarding this COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
everybody needs to understand, you can't play with it. It's not a toy, it's real. So
yeah, that's right.
Take heed to all the rules, regulations, policies, and procedures that are in place to protect you, for one. And then don't sit there and act like you don't know what you're doing when, you know, if you're sick, stay home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it's not a joke. People think we got too many people not taking heed to what's there in place to protect them and protect us. And, this, you know, it's affecting the whole world, not just the YK Delta.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And then people think, you know, until you get sick, then you understand what everybody's going through.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, you know, if you're not sick, follow the guidelines. It's real simple. If you're sick, follow the guidelines. You know, we don't need no people blaming each other because they didn't do the right thing. Quit blaming everybody. Take responsibility for your actions. And we're all responsible.
Yeah.
You know, this thing going around blaming people, blaming your company, corporation, blaming YKHC, blah, blah, blah. Quit blaming people. And then, first and foremost, I'd like to thank Mark Springer over there at ONC for helping all his tribal members with water, sewer, electricity, heating fuel, gas cards, gift cards.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry it didn't happen to the profit corporations, but there's mm-hmm. a reason for everything under the sun. So if you've been given something, be grateful. And stop using and abusing yourself as a person, for one, because it's not going to help the situation. If you all comply, including myself, we'll get past it. We'll get past all this. You just got to learn one thing, breathe,
mm-hmm.
and do what you're supposed to do. Listen to, if you ain't going to listen to anybody other than yourself, it's going to work.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Bye.
Take care today. All right. Bye. Okay, we have another caller, Jeek. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Brightside, good morning to all, even to you, and it's coming from CHEVAC.
CHEVAC. Oh, okay.
Yep, all right. Good morning.
Good morning. Always like to get the cheerful greeting from CHEVAC. Thank you, and take care, all of you in CHEVAC. Many of us care a lot about what your tribe's going through and, you know, really wishing the best for you. I have an email, an anonymous email that I'm going to read. And the email goes like this. I want to share a couple of thoughts from my experience voting this week. First, the person overseeing our local election process is paid and employed by the State of Alaska Division of Elections to oversee a fair and neutral election process. I had not realized this is a paid position, which emphasizes the importance of this person's ability to uphold the law with fair elections. Secondly, we need poll workers who have integrity, neutrality, and the ability to ensure fair elections. From now on, I will volunteer to be a poll worker to support fair elections. I hope that you consider this too. End of email. Thank you, Anonymous, for your email. How much to the break, Gabby? 2 minutes to our break. So if you end up calling in when we're going into break, just stay on the line and we'll pick up right after the break with your call. And, of course, you can send your emails to radio@kyuk.org. And let me give you the call-in numbers in case you want to write them down and give us a call soon. 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. Okay. And the city of, just a quick announcement, the city of Bethel has put aside more money for businesses that were hit hard by COVID-19. The Bethel City Council put aside an additional $527,500 for this round of the program. The deadline's tight, so you have to file your application by November 16th. Okay, that's good to know. Someone has sent me information because somebody had emailed saying that they had known of people who had tested positive but were still going around town and not even wearing a mask. Even with a mask, if you're COVID positive, you must quarantine at home. So here's some information. If you would like to report having seen somebody who has tested positive but who is not quarantining, so to report non-compliance of quarantine, send an email to the investigations@alaska.gov. Again, that's investigations@alaska.gov. The Department of Health and Social Service will treat the sender's identity as confidential information and protect it to the maximum extent state and federal law permit. So you can anonymously report someone if you think someone has tested positive and are not quarantining. All right. Thank you for sending me that information. And it looks like we have just about a minute, but I hear that lovely music coming on. And so we will be going to a break. You're listening to Talkline on 640 AM, and we'll be back on the other side.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Baby shower, bingo, alhurilritlu, dumachtilrit, kuyuchtlrit, nirvigninrilrit, agayulrit jali, ninni khwallu ullami kuyuchtlrit, nilgutkinrilngut, damamda ikayuknachkukut, unnoqoqan sakhtsitnirritlhkanun COVID-19 am. Unakingunungkhtukhwakan Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
This is Mike from Bethel Search and Rescue. Always travel with a companion. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Welcome back. We have a couple callers lined up, so I'm going to go right to it. Sophie is calling in. Welcome to the talk line, Sophie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I would like to thank our Creator for giving us everything every day and not let us be hungry. Mm-hmm. And second, the reason why I'm calling is to congratulate the guy that called from the Pontiac. You're a very, very strong person for not going backwards and going forward. This is the stuff that our younger generation and our kids should be hearing, because there's a lot of grieving going on right now. Everywhere, every which way you turn your head, we lose someone that we love and a good friend, and those kids that lost their parents all at once. I think of you kids every day, and also the person, the mother that left her kids and her husband lately. I would like to tell you that I think of you every day, pray for you, and thank you again for the guy that called from Napakia. These are the things that a lot of us should pass on to our grandkids, our young people, because some of them, they don't talk and they don't show, and they try not to talk to anybody because it hurts inside, and they should be talking to someone that cares and listens. Thank you. Thank you for the advice. I will pass it on to my younger generation of what you said. It's very true. Thank you for being strong and going forward and not going backwards. Bye.
Thank you for your call, Sarah. Okay, we're going to go to Michelle from BCSF. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, Diane. Thanks. I just wanted to call and make sure that people were aware of the Bethel Business Recovery Grant Program, which is a City of Bethel program that BCSF is helping to administer. I heard you mention it just before the break, and I just wanted to say that the deadline is November 16th at 5 p.m., and businesses can apply online at bcsfoundation.org /COVID business, or you can just click on the banner that we have up. And businesses should have received a postcard in the mail already, and that will be followed up by a paper copy of the guide mm-hmm. and the application as well. But if folks want an emailed version or to pick up a physical copy of the application now, they can give me a call at 543-1812.
1812. Okay, thank you.
Great.
Very much
All right,
for that.
Thanks,
All right.
Diane.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to go to Joan from Chivac. Good morning, Joan. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Very good morning, although it's raining out, rain off and on.
Yeah.
Just wanted to thank CARES Act very, very, very much. Mm. I guess the whole town is very thankful of it. Although we can't go to store, we can't see what's in the store. We do our shopping by phone, and everything's delivered to each house that made orders. So I just wanted to really, really thank the CARES Act for doing this to all of us. And please be patient with the clerks in the store. They're doing the best they can. Hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Good morning. You have a nice weekend.
You too, Joan. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All my snow melted.
I know. I got nothing for you. Mine melted too.
But I agree with that previous anonymous caller. Took the words out of my mouth. And it's good to hear my tribe over and she helping those people that have it, that were quarantining. Mm-hmm. And this lady that just called from the village. We're going to help each other. That's the native way.
Mm-hmm.
And but those people that have it, and there's nothing wrong with you having it. It's a very contagious disease.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, just like our elder Henry Kitchen said, we have to abide in, by the rules. And we'll persevere and just follow the rules. And if you have it, there's nothing wrong with you. It's a very contagious disease. And I'm kind of proud of my tribe, ONC, for stepping in again. And I hope to those people that in the village of Guyana for helping people, even if you guys are on lockdown, just like that lady said, have patience when you order food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And thank God there are no more commercial on campaigns on TV.
Yes. That part's over.
Grandkids, too, when that was going on, there was SpongeBob and Paw Patrol. And
is that how you calmed yourself down? Yvonne.
Oh, we got to wait till next week, the 10th, for the Alaska absentee ballots to be counted, too. Or maybe the mail-in ballots, too. I don't know. But
yeah. We have a little ways to go.
Yeah, patience. Let it play out. Just like our nation leaders say.
Yep.
In closing, next week, Veterans Day, my hat's off to you, all those veterans, men and women, wartime and non-wartime. And maybe the biggest thank you to Dave Trantham and company for putting up that tribute to our mom and dad, yeah. And
beautiful. It's
I know my dad would be proud. And plus, the veterans in the state of Alaska, the Irene Williams and company, they let us order plaques and headstones for our dads and moms. And we're on for that. And I know my dad's smiling. And Brianna, good morning.
Good morning. Glad you called, Yvonne. Okay, we're going to go right to Robert from Bethel. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, ma'am.
Oh.
Long time no talk.
I know, Mr. Hoffman.
Yeah. I know COVID is a very, very important issue, but I've heard a lot and learned a lot. But I'd like to change the subject a little bit. This morning I heard on the news an individual from ATAC talking about formulating a new, corporation or a new something called Nunavik. And what I heard was his mission. Well, you know, the mission sounds powerful. The mission that they're intending sounds quite powerful,
mm-hmm.
but the problem I'm having is he also stated that he's thanking whomever, maybe Calista or somebody, helping them with funds in getting started, this formulation of this corporation. And I have a fear of that. Though that mission sounds good, I'm in fear of the continuation of this corporation, because I haven't heard any more information, and I wish they would explain a little bit more on how they will continue to operate from the funds, or how they're going to formulate funds to continue to operate.
Hmm.
Because if they're asking for money to start, how are they going to continue to operate if they got no funding formula? And that's only my concern. I hope somebody from Nunavik, the officers of Nunavik, I know they're pretty brilliant. I heard them mention Willie Kasari and all of them from Calista. If them guys are would inform us more of how they intend to continue to operate rather than keep getting funded by someone to operate. I don't know how and where that money is going to continue to come from. If they could call in and let us know how they will continue to accommodate enough money to continue to operate to do the mission of Nunavik,
mm-hmm.
I would really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Bye now.
Okay, good morning. Okay, I have an email I'm going to read from... Oh, sorry. Oh, are you still there? Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. Here's an email. This is from Bev Hoffman. And she writes, I do not think that Calista and others should be working on establishing tribes under one regional government during this COVID pandemic we are going through. To me, it's just another layer of government trying to push Donlin on us. I personally wonder what the benefit is. Just a few talking points of why folks think it is a good thing would be welcome. Okay, thank you for your email. There's a caller from Chivac, Charlotte. Good morning, Charlotte.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
I think you have to turn your radio down in the background.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll distract you.
How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've been locked down since middle of October, and the lockdown would be lifted, I believe, on November 11th. And...
Wow.
So, quarantined so many days, and... following the guidelines and all the protocols. The only one thing that I'm concerned about is even if the lockdown is lifted, people should use their masks and the social distancing for at least how many more weeks and...
Oh, I see. Yeah, when you come out of the lockdown,
yes.
Still do all the precautions.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then,
right.
In order to start all the businesses or schools going back, all the people should be cleared first.
Mm-hmm.
Because the looking at Law 48, when they thought they were getting better, they start opening up a lot of businesses and they start going out with no mask. And all of a sudden, it hit again.
Yep.
So thinking about that, the villages or the cities here in Alaska should be hunkering down or quarantine till they fully cleared. And follow the protocols too and guidelines as well for quite some time till everything is so cleared. Because YKHC is sending out a memo and a letter to each individual that they were cleared from the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Even some people had tested positive, they had no symptoms. But they were still cleared and to follow up after 90 days. So I'm urging all the villages or our leaders to at least think about that. Even if the lockdown is open, still follow the mandates and before opening up everything, the whole town should be cleared first. And that way, our safety measures will go a long way.
Okay.
And that's my input for wishing that people really, really follow it and truly our elders before us been warning us and we were unprepared for. But now we know what to do in the future.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good. I'm so glad you called, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And to thank our Maker, God the Father in heaven, for all the blessings, even if it's a small way, a small portion that's given to us,
mm-hmm.
the CARES Act and whatever funds that they've been providing us.
All right. Thank you very much. I hope you have a mm-hmm. nice day.
You too.
Okay,
thank
Charlotte.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to take a call from very far away from England. Ed from England. I know which Ed this is. Ed, welcome to the show. Uh-oh. It's taking a long time for Ed's voice to cross the Atlantic and then cross the North American continent. Okay, Ed, well, try calling back again. You were there, and then you weren't. Okay, I'm going to give out our numbers. I think that was Ed, who used to be a social worker at Kilbuck a long time ago. All right, the numbers for Talkline are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And, of course, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. So I'm going to see for a second if that's our caller. Is that Ed, Gabby? Yes. Okay, so we're going to take the call from England. Now, okay. Is that the call? No, someone else. Okay. Okay. I'm going to read an email. Oh, no, here we go. Paul from Napakiak. My apologies, everyone. I was just trying to coordinate emails and phone calls and text messages. Paul from Napakiak. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Napakiak. I keep saying, I'm trying to correct you.
Napakiak. I'm sorry. She put it,
yeah,
well.
There you go. Okay.
I'm sorry.
that's okay.
Go ahead, Paul.
This COVID-19 thing is very dangerous, and we need to tell our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, when they come and visit, we don't know if they have, we don't test, we don't know how they carry COVID-19. And I wish people would, in the villages, would tell their neighbors to come in with a mask if they visit, even their relatives. You know, when we visit to our relatives, we just try to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way to help each other, is tell our relatives not to, come in without a mask, or we don't know if we have it. We do have tests.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go to call a clinic or wherever you are, call a hospital, if you need to call to have a test, and if they're positive, stay home, please. You know, the reason why I'm calling is I have asthma, and I'm an elder now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we go see our elderly family just to show our love. Please, we can show our love without, we can talk to them if they have phone and tell them to say hi.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. That's
all I wanted to say. Thank you very much for letting me talk.
I'm glad you called, Paul. Stay well.
Okay.
All right.
I'm trying my best.
You do that. Okay. Bye. So we're going to try England again. Ed from England. Are you there? Welcome to Talkline.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, my gosh, Ed. I can't believe I'm listening to you on Talkline. Okay, Ed, thank you for calling.
I know.
What time is it? What day is it? It's England over there.
It's 8:20 in the evening. It's the same day.
Tonight, yes.
Tonight,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I just wanted to call and say hello to anybody who remembers me.
Yes, Ed Perante.
Not that there's anything going on in the world.
Yeah.
Nothing really to talk about.
No. Okay, bye.
Yeah, no. This COVID thing, I don't know what people know regarding what's been happening over here.
Mm-hmm.
In England and in Europe. We were in lockdown from the end of March until July.
Wow.
Yeah, they then opened it up, and the only things that were open at that time were, I mean, GPs were, doctor's offices were closed, dentists, everything. Then it started opening up in July. Then, of course, we had the strict rules of masks slowly came into play. It took a while before those came into play.
Uh-huh.
But some of the businesses, you had to wear masks, like to go get a haircut. And some other places. And then it became, now it's, you have to wear a mask. We're back in lockdown. We came out of it. Some areas went back in. They started this tier system thing where different parts of the country would go back in, because it was getting bad. And then now they've decided the whole country, it's getting bad again. So now we're back in until December 2nd, and they think it might be longer.
Wow. Wow. Gosh. Well, are people pretty cooperative with it over there in England?
It's a mixture. I mean, we still have, they just had a protest rally in London with the people who were like, I don't want to wear a mask and I have my rights and all this craziness.
Mm-hmm.
The first lockdown, it really hit the elderly and the care homes. I mean, it was just mass deaths. Because it was just getting into the care homes and then the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Then it kind of leveled off, and now the largest group where it's starting to increase interestingly, is the 16 to 25-year-olds.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because they're mostly not wearing the face masks. They're out having their parties. They're ignoring the law. You know, they're not supposed to be in large groups, but you can see all the time on the TV and the internet, you know, they're showing pictures of people just getting together. It's mm-hmm. just, it's crazy.
Now, but, yeah. Ed, what name one thing you miss about being in Bethel?
Oh, I miss the people. Uh-huh. I talk about with a lot of the second I say I'm from Alaska, you know, I get all the loads of questions.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I've been here now almost 10 years, and it's like, you know, and that's what they ask is, why'd you leave Alaska? Why'd you leave America? Unfortunately, since Trump came into power, they know why I left America. A little less of a question, but I miss just I don't miss the cold.
No,
I hear it's a little bit chilly there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the people and the kindness, and yeah, no, I love Bethel. I mean, it's definitely in my heart. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, gosh, Ed,
yeah.
That's really great that you called. Thank you. We got to wind down the show anyway, but really nice to hear from you. Call again sometime. I'm sure there are people listening here in Bethel going, oh, my gosh, it's that Ed. Yeah, because your voice, your New York accent is still alive and well.
Oh, is it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I get all different accents.
No, that one you still have.
Okay, good.
All right.
Well, good talking with you. Take care. And
you too.
Good luck to everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers.
Glad you called. Okay, bye. Oh, look, he picked up cheers. He said cheers. So British. All right, I'm going to read a quick email. Let's see. I think this is an email in reference to the passing of Mrs. Venus. So the email goes like this. She did not die of COVID. We, the family, will have a private service in her home and immediate family only on Friday, November 6th at 2 p.m. That's today at 2 p.m. And the email goes on. All can join us at the veterans' graveside by my dad, Donald B. Venus Sr.'s resting place, to lay my mom to rest by him. We will do our best to announce or let people know when we are on our way to the veterans' graveyard. Due to the high risk of COVID, we will not have a feed. Thank you to all for all the kind words, love, and support we received, and for all the help given to us. My mom is resting now with my dad, Donald Sr., my sister, Kristen Alla, and my brother, Donald Jr. All right. That was in very small print, so I hope I got that right and did it justice. All right, so it looks like we're getting ready to wrap up the show. This went by so fast. Really nice to hear from people. A lot of good, supportive comments about what we need to do together to get this, get COVID under control. And that takes all of us, really. So I hope everyone has a really wonderful day and weekend, and look around and find things that you can be grateful for, because there's something in your eyesight right now that you can appreciate. All right. Have a wonderful day and take care.
Nasun ritan ka COVID-19 ang kusugnawtan isma na usulutan kwaso na usufkunak. COVID-19 arot ikhting nasukit tikik ngayukahtut na usun saktug ngaluku asanun na usuk pagiyuk ngalganun. Nasun akuk kina na usuk paglunipitlhka nunamtni tisitjak maskat quarantine alrit ikayuk suta saktsin ritin naknakabut COVID-19 ak. Waikeid siim chaknak igoq huayut asaanun yugyalgaanun utlaw taagas kufknaki nilgutkin rilkaitnun. Ilaklukit agam kiingan pifknaki galu kalgit, tumakhtjilgit, nunani bingolgit, Alkurilritlu. Dungaunatin kujuhlutin agaayulrit. COVID-19 alrit amlxin alxatni awaatamtni nunamtnilu. Igaayujugnautin nausunritlxkaanun yugniknaxpat ilaavit xallu laqlixpat. Nausukuvit xallu nilgutin nausukan COVID-19 alratun. Qayaga hunnu naftisni klinikaak xallu mamdriyitlgami qayaga guluku COVID-19 hotline 543-6949. Nasunritnaqlxit igaayujugatluwitaut xani ykhc.org. Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Yuk tuyuk gamuk ni chukunin nakhtu